This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pills are extraordinary things. Although, what did I see? When we were talking about Chaka Khan earlier. Hello, I'm Doug. There's Jen in Victoria. Kara's at the controls of the studio in Washington. Welcome to Monday. So Chaka Khan is going into rehab because she's in the same sort of shape as Prince was, and felt that his lesson being taught was to be observed, and she's doing something about it, putting herself in. We were all trying to figure out what it was that hurt on her, although she's overweight. What is there that is, does anybody know what she's treating herself for?
That she's on fentanyl. I haven't found anything about a surgery, but usually it's prescribed after a surgery, which is how it happened with Prince. So maybe she had some sort of a surgery some years ago.
Coming up in a few minutes, a thorough examination of TWA Flight 800. 20 years ago this month, that 747 crashed almost on takeoff off of Long Island Sound. It's been something that I have talked about. It's one of these things that so bothered me. I can still vividly remember waking up. I happened to be out here, as a matter of fact, at the time, that morning after, I think it was July the 26th, 1996, and seeing the plane or the remains of the plane in the water off of Long Island, and then the whole business of what happened, the cover-up, and this fellow, Jack Cashel, has done a great service for all of us. And we're going to talk to him in a few minutes about what he found out.
Truly, Dougie, I never knew it was a government cover-up until I started working with you, and you went, oh, this is the government. Yeah. Had no idea, and he calls this one of the greatest cover-ups, like, since JFK.
And I don't know this guy from Adam. I never heard of him before. I think Richie, as a matter of fact, found him,
actually.
You found him, okay.
Yeah,
right.
He sent a pitch, and I was like, oh, Doug would love this one.
Yeah, right. I do want to have this. Meanwhile, the big news from Framingham today is that the Board of Health is going to have a hearing about free-range chickens. And so I started reading that.
It should be thrilling.
And I said, I'm just pulling it on the air. I said to Kara, to Victoria and Jennifer, but Kara too, that we were having a board of chickens. We got to have I just had turned it around. But the silliest things happen. It's still, even though I'm in a suburban community, I still love the fact that there are animals and things that are coming before. These people don't know what to do, because more and more people in town want to have chickens or goats, sheep, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to go before the Board of Health to get a permit. And I keep telling people to come around to see me, don't bother, just put them in your backyard. So the guy who's the chairman of the Board of Health at the last hearing on one of these things said, is it true that you were told by someone, because I had told him, the chairman of the board, that I told the guy, don't go, don't bother to go before him, you don't need
Uh-oh.
To. So he said,
are you now in trouble with the chicken police?
No. He said, did you get told not to bother to come to us? And the guy said sheepishly, yes, sir, one of the people that I talked to. And he laughed. And that is the guy in the Board of Health. Because they don't know anything about him, so how can you regulate something you don't know anything about? Leave him alone. Let him have his chickens. But it's,
you know, Dougie, that was an extraordinary story. What a nugget.
Don't you love... You know what I love about Victoria? Many things. But many of the things I love about her is her unabashed uninterest in stories like... when you're being funny, She doesn't think it's funny.
That's not true at all. I laugh at everything Jen says.
No, but you know, that last laugh was not a laugh. That was just a...
You're like, oh, how funny, a nugget joke.
Well, my dog, we call my dog Nugget, so I kind of, I was looking at him and I was like, huh, that's funny. Like, I chuckled.
Anyway.
Don't be divisive, Doug. Don't try to separate the girls.
Okay, yeah. Would never do that.
Let's separate.
So Congress this week is going to send to the president legislation which will combat heroin and painkiller abuse. And that was one of the reasons I brought up the Chaka Khan thing again, because there is this big argument or this whole business back and forth about what we do regarding this national problem. It really is. And I know the legislation, I don't see how legislation fixes it, frankly. I think what fixes it is education. And I don't see any of that
also,
in this bill.
I mean, with celebrities, think about, I mean, the prescription drug thing is huge, but with celebrities, think about how many people we've lost. I mean, there has to be some lessons, and that's one of the things that could carry over for people that are addicted. I mean, when you see Prince die, when you see Whitney Houston die, when you see Michael Jackson die, if you start telling those stories, I mean, maybe, like Chaka Khan, somebody will get the message and go, God, I don't want that to be me. But, man, how do you legislate something that's not legal in the first place? I mean, it's already illegal to do these drugs, so what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good question.
Well, it turns out Chaka Khan and her sister are both going to rehab together to support each other for the same problem. So hopefully it'll work.
In a moment, we're going to meet Jack Cashel, who is the author of TWA 800, The Crash, The Cover-Up, and The Conspiracy. I think you'll find this extraordinarily compelling. That's up next here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people, like you and me, to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter Rockstar in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 after the hour, Jack Cashel is the author of this book in our focus, TWA 800. He has a PhD from Purdue, has written for lots of magazines, done a lot of investigating. When I saw this, it was so compelling to me, Jack, because I believe, and I've been saying this on the air for the 20 years since this happened, that this was nothing short of a cover-up. They never came out and said what the cause was. They didn't even really come out and say what it wasn't. I think I knew early on, or I felt very strongly very early on, about the laser story. What piqued your interest? Why did you decide to go down this street and check this out?
You know, Doug, I got started in an odd way, and that is I live in Kansas City, which is the home of TWA historically.
Yep.
And I attended an event at which James Sanders spoke. He was the first reporter in on this to try to get at the truth, for which he and his wife Elizabeth were arrested and convicted of conspiracy, mm-hmm. as was the pilot who was their source within the investigation. And when I met Elizabeth, I said to myself, if the federal government is going to arrest someone this sweet, this kind, this nice, merely for introducing her husband, who's a reporter, to a pilot who's working the investigation, I thought there must be something more to the story than I originally thought there was. And that's begun like a 15-year quest to get at the truth, and we're there.
What did you know or think about the FBI? I can see the guy's face, but I can't remember his name, who was the lead investigator.
Jim Kallstrom.
Kallstrom, you know, right.
Right. When he got to Long Island that night, and the FBI seized control of the investigation, they did it illegally, but at least they did it publicly. What I've since learned, and in fact I learned this only recently because we just unearthed a treasure trove of CIA documents, is that the CIA also got involved on day one, and in reality, they seized control of the investigation from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the CIA was doing involved in this is another story. I mean, it makes no sense other than to their role from day one, as the memos clearly show, was to discredit the 750 eyewitnesses mm-hmm. who had spoken to the FBI.
By the way, this event is what destroyed, along with Carl... what's his face?
Icahn. Carl Icahn.
Yeah. These two events destroyed what I believe was, for my money at the time, the best American airline, the greatest, the most traditional. I loved a TWA. And it really bothered me that all the things that happened to it happened the way they did. What was the most surprising thing that you learned as you dug around in this that people would be shocked to hear?
I would say in the last 15 years, it's this. By the way, just for a quick recap for those who don't know, this plane was shot down off the coast of Long Island.
Right.
And
took
a view of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so astonishing, the enormity of this cover-up. I mean, just the very size of it.
Yeah. I talk about it so much, I forget the audience isn't as close to it as I am. So, yeah, TWA-800 had taken off from JFK on its way to Paris. The plane had come in from Athens the day before. They turn them around, clean them up, put them up there, and they wanted to have you believe that the plane blew up because there was some spark next to the fuel tank, which was the biggest load of manure. I mean, there's things like that, they just don't happen.
They never happened before, and they haven't happened since.
No.
Here's the most shocking thing, Doug, and that's a good question. And I'll walk you through this. In 1995... The Deputy Attorney General, Jamie Gorelick, wrote a memo called The Wall. It's often called Gorelick's Wall. That wall prevented the CIA and the FBI from collaborating on national security issues. So in 2004, before the 9/11 Commission, one person after another says, you know, he's asked, why did we allow September 11th to happen? They said the FBI and the CIA couldn't cooperate because of the wall. Mm-hmm. Well, as we know now, in 1996, Jamie Gorelick oversaw the collaboration of the FBI and the CIA on the subversion of the TWA-800 investigation.
Yeah.
In 97, she's rewarded for her performance with the most plum job in Washington, a job for which she has no experience. She's made vice chairman of Fannie Mae. Over the next 6 years, she'll make $25 million. Not bad for a lawyer with no experience.
Yeah.
In 2004, in an act of patriotism, she steps down to take a position on a 9/11 commission.
Hmm.
It's left for John Ashcroft at the end of the hearings to point out, he says, you know, we've been talking about the wall for the last few weeks. It falls on me to tell you that the author of that wall memo is sitting on the 9/11 commission.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not an inside job,
it was for the same reason, and that's why the information is so relevant today, because there are all kinds of cover-ups. The government has control of so much information, and that's, I think, one of the many things that comes out of this book. TWA 800, The Crash, The Cover-Up, and The Conspiracy, written by Jack Cashel. Information that I wanted you to have and hear. That's why he was with us for this discussion, which will be podcast 21 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every star. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything you see.
Everything that's evil, the enemy for everything that's evil, people loving people. Garth Brooks, who sang this song, and lots of others. Thousands of people attended his Yankee Stadium concerts over the weekend. He said, quote, "I'm always scared to death to come into this town because I worry that just being myself isn't going to be enough."
It is, Garth. Trust me. I just saw him last weekend. This world tour that he is on, I think it's world tour. He went to Canada. It's just, it's incredible. The energy that he still possesses is just amazing. And he sings all of the hits. He doesn't give you any of the deep album stuff that only he likes. Yeah. I mean, it's what you want a concert to be. And I think, I don't know if I told you guys on the air, but each ticket, Dougie, at least the general admission seats, are just a price. So it's $80. You're not paying, you know, $1 billion, which is... He could charge. He could charge a lot of money.
Yeah. The entire concert was like a big sing-along, according to people who were there. The Jumbotrons ran the lyrics of all of his songs as he was singing them.
That's really cool. Did he do that in Vegas, Jen?
No. But you know what? The crowd didn't need him. I mean, people knew every single song.
Yeah. He also addressed the violence in Orlando and Dallas, said, quote, "It's the same statement as with what happened in Orlando or Paris. We've got to love one another. That's what it's all about. That's the song. Thanks for treating me like one of you," he said as he walked off the stage. "Let's enjoy our differences, realize that they are our strength." He ended the show by singing Billy Joel's Piano Man, which I wouldn't have been surprised if Billy Joel was in the audience and he went up to sing it with him, frankly. two, I think, equals in the music world. I would consider them to be equals, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think Garth Brooks is one of the top selling artists of all time, isn't he?
Yeah, sells lots of stuff.
Maybe, yeah, that sounds about right. He said he has new music coming out this fall. How long has it been since he's had a new album?
You talking about Billy Joel or Garth Brooks?
Garth. Yeah. It's been a while since he had a new album, but you know, I'm happy to see he took time off from his career to be with his girls to make sure they had a dad when they were in their teenage years. So. Yeah.
All right, also in the musical news today, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were mistaken for Metallica at the main airport in Belarus. Sounds like a hot spot. The band members were good enough sports to sign some of their memorabilia that were given to them by the people at the airport. Here's a Metallica album. Here, sign your name. Yeah. Right.
Lee posted a really funny picture of him signing Metallica stuff on Instagram, and he said, we tried to convince them that we weren't Metallica and they weren't having it.
Yeah.
So we had to sign our names.
Had fun with it, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, good thing to do. All right, next up musically, this is the story of an animated short designed at raising awareness about things like the importance of eating organic food, the dangers of bad food that comes from factory farms. Chipotle has released a love story, which tells the take, or basically has a take on two people running independent juice stands who are forced to join together to fight commercial juice companies, which seems a little, yeah, it's a good story. The Backstreet Boys perform on this short.
Well, it's their song, but they're being covered by the Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes and My Morning Jacket's frontman, Jim James.
Why don't they just use the Backstreet Boys version?
Because traditionally in these Chipotle little short things, they have someone cover a famous song. Yeah. So Willie Nelson covered a Coldplay song when he did sang on the animated short about factory farming and the problems with factory farming.
So why is Chipotle doing this?
They would just have, this is part of their outreach program that they want to raise awareness for the importance of eating organic and the importance of knowing
how does it help them
from.
Correct their image that's been a problem the past year or so.
Well, the video got over 4 million views as soon as it was posted this weekend.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. 4 million is not a bad deal. I don't think Chipotle is bad. We had dinner in there recently. It's a clean and, you know, well-run establishment. Bing, bang, boom, you're in. You get the food, and you're always give you too much to eat. That I noticed.
Yeah, big serving.
That is true.
When it comes to managing a team, the transition from individual contributor to leader poses challenges for a lot of employees. Jay Curtis tells us of some of the common managing pitfalls and how you can develop important skills.
Today's competitive job market means professionals must be able to manage people and projects, lead innovative change, and help improve performance within the contemporary business environment. Ruth Valoria is the executive dean of the University of Phoenix School of Business, and she shares some of the common mistakes that new managers make and offers tips for more effective leadership.
One of the most common mistakes new managers make is applying one leadership style for everyone. Many new managers also spend too much time buried in the details of a project and don't look to see what's on the horizon.
So what sets a good leader apart from the pack?
Good leaders engage in collaborative goal setting and ask open questions rather than just giving top-down directives. They take the time to be very clear on expectations of quality and give feedback in the moment. And they understand the leader doesn't do all of the work. They trust their team and provide them with the tools to encourage success.
For more information about University of Phoenix, go to phoenix.edu.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour now, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the radio with people in the news, starting with Elizabeth Holmes. How many people know who Elizabeth Holmes is? Raise your hands, please.
We do.
She's my homie.
She is not having a good day today. She didn't have a good weekend because on Friday, this lady who was the CEO of a company called Theranos, T-H-E-R-A-N-O-S, she founded this company. She came up with the idea of a new blood test which just required a little sort of pinprick in your finger and all the information that was necessary and was better than, according to her and the research, having five vials of blood taken out of your vein. You could find out with her process, or at least this is what was held by those and people that invest in this country, fabulous amounts of money. She became a billionaire at the age of 32, and now everything seems to have fallen apart. And she was taken to court by investors, and the judge told her that she couldn't go into a laboratory for 2 years, which is kind of a problem because as a blood testing company, all of the work is done in the labs, and if you're running it and you can't go into a laboratory, I'd say that would signal a problem, wouldn't you? Under the circumstances.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently the blood test, well, at least the Wall Street Journal started a hatchet job on her. And I don't know whether it's real or whether it was made up, because the Wall Street Journal is certainly capable of doing a hatchet job on people, as are other news media outlets, if they want to do you in. I always cite the famous, the best example I can think of, frankly, and even though it's not popular, the Time magazine article and front page focus on religious outfit now here in Los Angeles. Where do they go? Right out of Tom Cruise and...
Oh, Scientology.
Anyway, so... and I'm not here to protect Scientology, but the way the Time magazine article positioned all the information, you knew it had to come from someone who was close to the inside. And what it was basically a pejorative takeoff on folks... that Scientology goes after, mainly big drug companies, and it seems that the people sitting on the board of trustees of Time Warner at the time had a lot of drug stuff. If you looked at the board of directors of Time Warner, and you looked at the board of directors of Eli Lilly, for example, you'd see some similar names, because Scientology was always taking shots at the drug companies. This was a good way for them to discredit Scientology. Not that they couldn't do enough on their own to discredit themselves, but this was a real shot, and everybody thought, my God, why is Time taking this approach? And then when you dig around it enough, you can see what the motivation was. And so I say that with regard to the Wall Street Journal. I got to wonder who some of their advertisers are that are in the same business that compete with Ms. Holmes. At any rate, all of this stuff got to work on her, and the testing that was done suggested that maybe the blood test as it was described didn't work. So the regulators came in from Washington. She promised to do a better job. That didn't happen. Walgreens, which was her biggest partner, got out. And so, you know, she's trying to keep the company going, but she can't if she can't go into a laboratory. It's like me not being able to, I'm the host of the radio program, but I can't go into a radio studio. I'm banned for life from going into a radio studio anymore. So how does that work? Do we feel sorry for her or not? What do you think? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't. Yeah, I
was wondering how you look at this.
I mean, I guess I feel a little sorry just on a human level because, you know, I mean, humans are humans.
Well, did they take off after her because she's a young, attractive woman, 32 years of age, who's a billionaire? Mm. There are a lot of men who wouldn't like that.
Yeah, but there are some ethical violations here. So, right? I mean,
there
right,
are.
I mean,
have they been proven?
Well, I think that's where we have to see. If they're proven, then I wouldn't really feel sorry because they're violations.
Right, no,
but
yeah.
If not, then, you know, of course.
I think a lot more has to come out still for me to have a strong opinion either way. I mean, yes, if someone works hard and builds a company and then it falls apart, sure. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you build a company that's based on a pack of lies, then no, I don't feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Well, there are those. Companies that have good PR,
yep.
They've made a lot of money, and they weren't. There was nothing to them except smoke and mirrors. See a lot of that. Speaking of smoke and mirrors, it appears that Theresa May is going to be the next prime minister in England because Andrea Leadsom pulled out of the race over the weekend to run the Conservative Party. So now Theresa May will be in charge. What does that do, if anything, to all the problems of Brexit? You notice how Brexit and what's going on in Europe and the money thing has just been pushed out of the way by our national headlines in our country? Yeah, but when's the last time you saw anything about Brexit? It was like this time last week, right?
Yeah.
And then the shooting started and all bets were off.
It went away, right.
Yeah.
Mm. But well, not for them. I mean, for the Brits, obviously, this is their number
one concern.
At this,
if you look at the stock market results as of Friday, the market, I think, hit an all-time, not an all-time, but an annual high for this year. It went down quickly and back up quickly, and the Asian markets are doing more or less the same thing. But, like a lot of other things, you get quick attention, quick in, quick out, and you wonder, okay, whatever happened to the rest of the information that we want to know, and you never get the rest of the information. I find that to be one of the distractions of the news media. Why can't we get follow-up? Why don't we have more information? Is it up to you to follow up if you really care about stuff? As an example of that, I came across a profile of Kevin O'Leary. Everybody know who Kevin O'Leary is?
No.
No.
No. Yes, you do.
I do?
Both of you do. Absolutely,
okay.
Both of you do. Yeah.
Who is he?
Lou, Kevin O'Leary is Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bald guy that sits in the middle.
Sure, yeah.
Always is. He's really nasty. And so there was a profile that was done. People, you know, again, because he is the way he is, he makes himself a target of people who don't like his attitude.
Right.
So if you go back,
he probably likes it a little, don't you think?
Well, I'm not sure he likes this. The story that I saw was quite it was in the National Observer, quite an extensive overview of his career, what he started, where he started, the Business News Network. He had a program on that, had a show called Dragon's Den. He has either show on he's from Canada originally. Show the first show he did was Lang and O'Leary Exchange, where he talked about funds. He started his own fund, the O'Leary Fund. He brought in $1.5 billion in assets. He was touted as being an investing whiz, when in fact he'd hired a fellow named Conor O'Brien, a Wall Street investment banker, to run the fund. He never had anything to do with it, except he took all the credit until the fund lost half of its value almost overnight, and then he went to try to hide. What happened to the $800 million? The demise of the O'Leary funds is what basically this article was written about, because somebody wanted to do a hatchet job on this guy, not unlike what people want to do regarding Ms. Holmes or others. When you want to do something, you can always find guys like him or women like her that's active. I mean, somebody could do a hatchet job on me if they wanted to. Or I'm sure anybody else that has any kind of visibility, you can always find the stuff that is distracting.
Do you ask for it when you name yourself Mr. Wonderful?
Well, maybe, yeah, to a point. He has done a lot of things that have really annoyed people. He's been mean on Shark Tank, some people say. He was born in Montreal in 1954. What he started out in life was wanting to be a photographer, but his folks insisted he go to business school. And then from there, he started some businesses. He seemed to have an acumen for running things, or at least finding companies that were good acquisition targets. So he would get people who had money to invest, and that's how he got started. And he invested people's money in Mattel. A lot of people put money into the Learning Channel. And then that thing fell apart. I mean, there's a whole sordid thing as I look through all the information that's here. He's been sued more times than you can count. And in general, he seems to revel in being mean and getting sued. I don't know, a number of people I know who are like that. He's been on a lot of television programs. And this particular article in the National Observer labels him as ignorant. Now, I don't know that I would say a guy who's been able to be as successful as he has been, whether he does it straightforwardly or whether he's a crook. I don't think he's ignorant. I don't see that about, and I may see some other things.
Yeah, you can question motivations about, or whatever, yeah, but you can't, right. They're smart enough, for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, there are a few stories about the people who've come to Shark Tank seeking money, who partnered with him. I don't know that, you know, I watch the show with some regularity, frankly, And I don't see him partnering with as many people as the others do. I think the woman real estate person from New York partners with more people than anybody else. I think the two women do. But Hershovic, if that's how you pronounce his name, he seems to partner and do well. It's a very interesting phenomenon. Anyway, he's got supposedly his assets are $5 billion. So he says. You know who he reminds me of? Donald Trump.
Trump?
Yep. That's who he reminds me of. When I look at O'Leary, I think of Donald Trump.
But then it'll be Make America Wonderful again, and I don't know if that works as well.
I think part of this stuff, the reason I brought this up is because he's somebody a lot of people know, and because he could be the victim of a hatchet job in the National Observer, because he's just active. He does lots of stuff. Has he got more successes than failures? Yeah. Otherwise, he wouldn't be where he was. Same thing for Donald Trump. I think you can say a lot of things about him trying. It's like a person who's been married 3 or 4 times and they try again. They keep trying. The person who, in Trump's case, has a brand, wants to apply to as many things as possible. You keep throwing it against the wall and see what sticks.
Business failures, I never hold against people because at least they try, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not every business is successful, and I think that's a shared American experience, is when you get an idea for something, for a business, and you try it, and maybe it fails, but you keep going, and maybe the next time it's successful. I think those are actually those are the stories that matter, I think. They're a shared common experience for Americans.
I think people are jealous of those who get ahead or who work hard or they're just smart. That's why I said I don't know. This article described him as being ignorant. I don't see him being ignorant at all. I think he's got an interesting twist on reality, but I think he's actually quite a smart cookie. Not maybe cut out of the same cloth or pattern that I am. I don't like that approach to things, but in some circles it seems to work. So more power to him, as they say. 46 after the hour.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
The
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm conducting the orchestra, moving my hands around now. There will be nobody listening, and only Chuck Curry and I, actually, who know what this is, or Tara does, because she has that information as she's pushing the buttons. This is the theme from a mad world, which goes back to 1950-something, Chucker, doesn't it?
No, 63. And I was very fortunate enough last night, I hosted a revival showing of this film at my community theater. I had about 50 people show up.
Yeah.
I've done about 140 revival showings in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. This is easily one of my favorites and one of the great movies of all time. And MGM has done an amazing job with a high-definition remastered version going frame by frame. The same guy who did the restoration for Lawrence of Arabia and The Godfather 1 and 2 restored this movie, and it looks spectacular on the big screen in high definition. Very enjoyable.
It's such a, the cast is so broad. Winters and...
Milton Berle, Phil Silvers. It's all acted by Spencer Tracy, who's awesome in this film, and Ethel Merman. You know, the whole movie, 2 hours and 50 minutes, which really leads up to one joke at the end when she slips on a banana peel, is incredibly funny, and you really walk out of the theater with a big smile on your face.
It was Mel Brooks before Mel Brooks.
Yes, really, and I can't imagine audiences sitting in a theater back in 63 watching this film, how good a time.
It was in Cinerama. I remember watching it. It was in Cinerama.
Yep.
And that was something, the best representation of Cinerama that there is today are the Arclight theaters in Los Angeles. The one that's actually the founding one, Jennifer, is on Hollywood or Sunset. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I think it's Sunset, isn't it?
On Sunset, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the original CinemaScope movie theater. And it's a fabulous experience.
Yeah, can I say just two more things? When I watched it, there's two themes that go throughout this film which I find interesting. One is obvious, which is that greed is destructive. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really the story of the movie. But the other one is a little bit more subtle and dark, and that is, if you had enough money, if you gave a person enough money, that they basically would escape the life that they have. And that's a dark undertone that runs throughout that film, especially with the Spencer Tracy character, where he basically is willing to leave his wife and child because he's able to get his hands on $350,000 back in '63.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting, actually. Yeah,
it's a fabulous, fabulous romp, but it has none of Jennifer. Her ears have glossed over, and Victoria's ears have glossed over. Is glossed over, but there's something really special about this experience.
So this is a movie that you would recommend for us to watch?
Absolutely. Find the movie and watch it.
All right,
the Ghostbusters premiere coming right up here.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
All right, Chuck, let's get to the box office totals for the weekend. Any surprises?
The amount of money this film did is somewhat surprising. Universal's animated The Secret Life of Pets opened number one, did a pretty impressive $103 million.
Whoa! They were expecting about $80 million, weren't they, weekend?
About $85 million. Yeah. It's interesting that the big trend of big box office appears to be animated movies.
Yeah.
And this one really is a home run. Reviews are pretty good also, so should have legs. The Legend of Tarzan placed second, $20 million, $81 million in 2 weeks. It's not bad, not great, considering its budget was $180 million. Disney's Finding Dory, another animated film, $20 million in weekend number four, $422 million. Doug, since it came out 4 weeks ago, very impressive. The new comedy Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates opened to $16 million in business, plays fourth, and The Purge: Election Year rounded at the top five, $11.7 million. I went to see it. I actually enjoyed it. It's violent but fun as a B movie.
Right. Fun is violence. And
violent but fun.
Yeah, blowing up everywhere.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.